Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the Labor Day weather forecast, today should remain mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 57. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. And in the news for today, President Joe Biden will make a visit to Milwaukee today, where he will deliver a Labor Day speech at Meyer Festival Park. Biden's speech is entitled Celebrating Labor Day and the Dignity of American Workers. The White House said Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh will attend. Biden makes his address at a time that Americans view labor unions more favorably than they have in decades, and the recent shift in support seems to be yielding results. The private sector unionization rate was just 6.1% in 2021, and union membership in the private sector has been declining for decades. However, the National Labor Relations Board reported that for the first 6 months of fiscal year 2022, labor unions filed 57% more representation petitions than they did during the same period a year earlier. It also seems that just about every day we are seeing a headline about a labor union organizing employees at a national company with a well-recognized brand, including Apple, Starbucks, and Amazon. This increase comes on the heels of a Gallup poll of Americans' approval of labor unions, which establishes that the percentage of Americans who view labor unions favorably has gone from just 48% in 2009 to 68% in 2021. The last time this many Americans viewed unions positively was 1965, and union membership rates in the United States was near its all-time high then. President Biden has promised to be the most pro-union president, and within the first 2 months of his presidency advocated for the U.S. House of Representatives Protecting the Right to Organize Act of 2021, which would make a number of union-friendly changes to the National Labor Relations Act, that according to a report from the National Review. WDRT will be suspending its FM broadcast beginning tomorrow in order to install equipment necessary to accommodate our FCC-approved signal power increase. The station currently operates a 480-watt signal, which will be upgraded to 2,780 watts. With our new strength, we should cover a larger listener base and improving service to those of you who do not have clear audio connection from our current FM signal. WDRT has been broadcasting its volunteer-based listener-sponsored program schedule since September 17, 2010. In the coming weeks, we will be celebrating our 12th birthday, broadcasting live from the Vernon County Fair, and holding a one-day pledge drive on Thursday, September the 15th. While we will not be heard on the radio over the next few days, we will continue to broadcast our full daily schedule on our internet connection found at our website, www.wdrt.org. Thanks for your support. Now stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.